Right-wing extremists are yet again using violent language, this time related to the FBI's search, with a warrant, of former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home in Palm Beach, Florida. FBI Director Christopher Wray, who was appointed by Trump, denounced any threats against law enforcement at a press conference this week.
Any threats made against law enforcement, including the men and women of the FBI, as with any law enforcement agency, are deplorable and dangerous.
Hannah Alam is a national security reporter with The Washington Post. She focuses on extremism and domestic terrorism. Hannah, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Within hours of the search of Mar-a-Lago, conservative talk show hosts and pro-Trump conspiracy theorists started issuing calls for violence. Tell us exactly what they're saying.
Oh, wow. Yeah, right. Just immediately after news of the search broke, there was an almost instantaneous uptick in sort of violent rhetoric, messaging, posts, really across the spectrum of the right. I mean, the most explicit calls for violence were in these more right-wing, far-right forums, Telegram channels, places like The Donald, which is a forum for Trump supporters. And those forums were just awash with violent talk. I mean, talk about gathering guns and ammo, talk about civil war, you know, calls for violence against federal law enforcement agents, against Democrats. Really just a declaration of war. We had a conservative podcast host with millions of followers telling his 5 million plus YouTube subscribers, you know, this is war. So those were the kinds of things we were hearing. We were also seeing a lot of American revolutionary imagery, the founding fathers and quotes and memes, basically saying this is your patriotic duty to rise up against, you know, what they're portraying as a tyrannical government searching the former president.
Well, in the days leading up to January 6th, the idea that a civil war was coming was seeping through right-wing circles, this notion that violence would be necessary or even a patriotic duty to save the republic. Does this feel like similar rhetoric like we saw before January 6th?
Yes, absolutely. It does. And it's sort of a piece of the kind of rhetoric we would see after any big sort of flashpoint moment. And so these groups and extremist elements have tried for years to create or seize upon any kind of flashpoint moment in the country to build support, to tell their followers and sympathizers, you know, this is the moment. The Republic is in danger and you can rise up to save it. And so we saw that kind of rhetoric in the buildup to January 6th. We've seen it around other sorts of fights around vaccines and Stop the Steal. And now certainly we're seeing it again with the search at Mar-a-Lago.
But is there something different about this moment? The rhetoric just seems to be stronger now.
One key difference that extremism analysts I've been interviewing this week have noted is that, you know, just the wide spectrum across the right that we're hearing this kind of rhetoric from. So it's not just the fringe elements on Telegram or Gab. You know, these are people like Florida Governor DeSantis calling the Biden administration a regime, others calling it a banana republic, a police state. And all of this, analysts say, serves to demonize and delegitimize federal agencies, which then makes it easier for extremist groups to present them as legitimate targets to those who are part of the more militant movements.
You mentioned Florida Governor DeSantis. Are there Republican lawmakers who are condemning these extremist threats?
You know, I haven't looked closely at those statements. Certainly, they have not risen to the level of the anger and outrage that we have been hearing. So if those calls are coming out, they're certainly muted and far more rare. By and large, the reaction from the right, and that's across the board, has been outrage, anger, and then these overt and thinly veiled calls for some kind of militant action or outright violence.
What about the federal judge who approved the Mar-a-Lago search warrant? Is there concern for his safety?
I think it's safe to say there is, and for the safety of federal law enforcement agents as well. I mean, by Tuesday, the federal judge's page on the court's website was down, and presumably that's because of the high volume of threats and conspiracy theories and his contact information swirling around in many of these right-wing sites.
You've also been looking at what the American public thinks of using violence against the government. What did you find, and how has that changed over time?
Well, just this year, the Washington Post and University of Maryland conducted a poll that found 1 in 3 Americans now say they believe violence against the government can at times be justified. And that was the largest share to feel that way in more than 2 decades since the question was asked in that way. Other studies have also found a growing tolerance of these violent ideologies that once were confined to the fringe. And yeah, it's a worrying sign for extremism analysts, political violence experts who study this and say that, you know, once you undermine and erode public trust in these institutions, democratic institutions, that makes it easier for them to be portrayed as targets. And that's when you start to hear these rising calls of threats of violence against federal institutions and figures.
Hannah Alam is a national security reporter with The Washington Post. Hannah, we really appreciate your reporting. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.